And we did the bulletin early before Jeff got to us, so that's why we had last time they were here music, but that's okay, we don't care, yeah. It's all God's all good. Well, good morning again. So my talk today is what seeks expression through you. So just take a moment and think about that. What seeks expression through you? I don't know about you, but I can think of a lot of things that are seeking through me. So this month, September, we've been looking at service to the world, of course, and creating a better world, and creating a world that works for all. And we've talked about how and where we can make a difference. And I started talking about that the first part of the month. And I talked about Right Hand of Auburn. And so today, I have a special guest. I was going to have two, with Jason was going to be here. But we've got John Petrera, and I'm going to bring him up in a minute, and he's part of your surprise. I have more surprises. I have a story to tell you. Actually, there's a story that comes to mind, but you know, I'm going to wait for that because I don't know if you really want to hear a story, but I do have one. Anyway, John's going to come up in a little bit, and I'm going to call him up because in our philosophy, what we say is that there's a power for good and we can use it. And what I want to say this morning is that there's a power for good that wishes to be used through you, through me. And that's what we want to talk about today. What is that that seeks expression through each one of us? Because we're creative beings. And as I talked before about Right Hand Auburn and when we went to that dinner and how impressed I was with what goes on with this group of volunteers. I know, and I'm not talking anything that Herb and Jenny don't already know about, because Herb and Jenny give their time and their talents in many ways to philanthropic areas in this community, and they know what I'm talking about, because they benefit greatly from it. And I think it's time that we stepped up, and we stepped up as a community, because what we're going to set in place this November and December, one of the things they need at the shelter is underwear, socks, bras, beanies. And we're gonna bring a whole bunch of those in November and December to gift the shelter with that, with our love. Because you see, where's that power that wishes to be used through you, through me, is what we're going to be calling upon. And I invite each of us, as John speaks to us, are they speaking? Let John speak as how you can serve. There's so many ways. I get to talking to John and Jason this week on the phone, and they just come. I mean, it washes over them, out of them. And their love and enthusiasm for the homeless people in this community is heartfelt and God sent. Thank you, John, for what you do. So as you listen to John speaking, I'd like you to ask, how can I serve? What is it that is calling my name? And where do I want to make a difference? Doesn't mean you have to give your whole life up to that. It just means if everybody gave a little bit. And I already told John, I want to come and do lunches. I want to see what's going on there. I want to be the light of spirit that we profess and are talking about all the time here. And if you don't know about that, you can talk to Jenny and Herb, because they bring their light to everything that they do in the other parts of this community. So let's find out. Let's find out what John has to talk to us about today. Okay, John, you got it. And here you are. Yeah, give him a lot of love.
Thank you so much for having me today. This is really, I'm a Roman Catholic, I guess, and I've never been to anything like this. This was a lot of fun. Now, if you want really strict, you can go to St. Teresa's, and we stand up, we kneel, we sit down, we do this, we do that. It's all good. It's all good. I'm John Petrera. I'm with Right Hand Auburn. Right Hand Auburn's a nonprofit organization, and as Reverend Maggie said, all volunteer-based. we have a board, which they've put me on the board recently because of the work that I've been doing. And I'm really focused on the food right now, but I want to focus more on all the other services. Because we start with food and shelter, and then from there we can start to help people with jobs and housing and those kinds of things. So I didn't realize that we had a overhead, or I would have provided these materials for you, but we have some in the back, and I'm happy to talk to you about these things afterwards as well. So Right Hand Auburn is focused mostly on fundraising, and we're also focused on the volunteer side of what we're trying to do. Volunteers of America is in charge of shelter operations, and we both work through the county. Okay, so how we started, I want to talk a little bit about that, where we are now, and where I think we're trying to go. So where we started, probably about a year and a half ago, we opened up the shelter. A collection of churches and service organizations got together, and with the help of Volunteers of America and, of course, our county, we were able to open up a spot in DeWitt. That was open. It was, I think the sheriff used to be there, and they vacated the area, so we were able to have a little bit of space. 47 clients, guests, residents, whatever you want to call them. Since then, and also at that time, we were serving dinner every night. Breakfast was ad hoc. We were doing bag lunches through Volunteers of America. They were coming in from Sacramento and then put in the fridge, and then people would have lunch that way. So about 6 months after the shelter opened, they decided to open up what they call overflow. And that's an area where people come in just to spend the night, and they're not really there during the day. And what I think is unfortunate is that we have them on mats, because there's so many people that we're trying to take care of, we really don't have the bed space for all of them. Hopefully that'll change over time. If we more work together as a community, more of a voice to the county, we might be able to get that done. I'm in the personal belief that we need to house them all. The only way that you can really understand what the problems are and the level of the problem is to house and feed them all. Because what I find is when we feed them, we get to know them. And it's a great opportunity to get to know them and get to know us as well. So now we serve as many as 95 to 100 meals every night. There's a collection of service groups, churches like yourself, if you consider yourself a church, or congregations, individuals and even businesses that are involved. So we do dinner very formally, where we try to prep meals because it's great for us as a group, do community together. It's also really great for the clients. They really appreciate the food that we provide. We do restaurant meals either as a treat or an emergency when I don't have enough teams to provide meals. Restaurant meals cost 2 to 3 times what cooked meals cost, and of course, without the money, speaking of the money, I would prefer to cook the meals, and so we try to do that as much as possible. Even when we buy restaurant meals, sometimes I'll just buy entrees, and we'll cook a bunch of the side dishes and things to put in the entree to make it more nutritious, give them more food, because these people are hungry, and just to make sure that we can get more out of the money that we do spend, okay? So 95 people, we're doing dinner every night, and the way we sign up groups is a day of the night of the month. So rather than every month having a blank calendar, I ask people to sign up for the first Monday, the second Tuesday, the third Wednesday, the fourth Friday, and that way we can have some consistency. We have a Google Calendar where everyone, all the leads, can see, and then what they do is they'll put their meal on the calendar or tell me what their meal is. That way we're not eating the same thing every night. We have one of the guests at the shelter who has a little sandwich board, and she contacts all the different cook teams, and she puts the menu on the board, so before they eat, they know what they're having. We're trying to get the people at the shelter more involved, because we really want to get them out of the shelter. We love them, but we want them to be on their way. And so there's many disciplines that we could follow. My discipline now is food service. So what we're going to do and what we're doing right now is to try to match up some of these volunteer groups with some of our guests and make a guest schedule similar to that of the volunteer schedule, so we can have guests working with the volunteers or even just with me if we don't have anyone to do the meal that night. Not only do we want to get the guests involved more with dinner, but we also want to do breakfast and lunch like dinner. particularly as it gets cold, we want to make sure we put hot food in their bellies a couple mornings. We send out the overflow people very early in the morning. And so we want to make sure that they have some hot food at least a couple times a week. And so we need some help with that. Jason is very focused on things like rehab and treatment and housing and job placement. And so as I get a better handle on the food, I hope to be able to help him more with that, because that's the real important stuff. You know, again, you have to feed and shelter them, but then we need to help get them on their way. Great people, most of them, they really want to do good and they really want to get out of there. A lot of them, you wouldn't even believe they belong there. They could be sitting in this room, you wouldn't even know them from any of your other friends here. So this month, Jason has put, and VOA has put 20 people in housing and 17 people in rehab. And I think he told me that last year, that's about what he did in the whole year. So you can just see the kind of progress we're making. Now, the one thing we need to be cautious about is rehab is not always successful. Transitional housing, I'm sure there's a job associated with it. Things happen, and so it's not clear that these people, they may come back. So I want to be careful with the statistics that we use, but we do know that we are going in the right direction, okay? So as far as the direction goes, we need to have more programs for housing and for rehab and for treatment. There's lots of services, and what I'm working with Jason on is let's define the need. There's probably five or so buckets that these people fall into. Let's look at what are all the services that are available, and then what's going to be the result is the holes, the areas that we need help in. And so that's a conversation, a bigger conversation, but right now we want to talk mostly about the food and what we can do, because once we can get the food and sheltering stabilized, we'll be able to start really looking at housing and work and those kinds of things. So I provided, I'll be in the back afterwards. I have some materials that you can take with you. We have the ability to sign up right now if you want. Very specifically, I like to do some breakfast, I like to do dinner, I like to do this, I like to do that, or I don't know what I want to do, I just want to help. Simple name and phone number, we will find a place for you. There is so much to do. If you think about 7 days in a week and with some 5 week months, you basically have 35 days that you need to cover out of every month. So if I did breakfast, lunch, and dinner with a different team, that's 105 teams. Okay, so just to give you an idea, now we have a lot of people, but we don't have close to 105 teams. So that's kind of what we're looking at. This, I just want to hold this up, it's in the back. This is the contact list. It's pretty brief, there's only three names on it. Bridget, who is the chairman or the president of Right Hand Auburn. And so she's really someone you want to talk to about fundraising and that kind of thing. She's the money gal, you know, fundraising and financial support. I'm going to be focused on all the marketing aspects, the programs, and particularly the food and the meals right now. And then part of food is gleaning and drives. So getting food like from Panera, we'll get bread every Monday night from Panera. And with that bread, I'm able to take the Danish and the pastries, and the bagels, and we buy butter, and then they have breakfast. We take the sliced bread, they give us sliced bread, we use that for lunch. They give us the baguettes, we put those in the freezer, and then people, the different teams can come and get them for dinner. So we have lots of different sources of food that we can have, and so when you become a cook team, you have access to money, food. We have five or so shared kitchens that are approved by the county for groups that want to prepare meals but don't have a kitchen. If you're a group that would love to have a kitchen, what a great way to show the need by just asking for it by doing the service in someone else's kitchen. What we find a lot of times is we had one group that said, we don't want to use our kitchen, so we started, well, we'll put you in a shared kitchen. It didn't take long before they said, this is a lot of work. We'd rather just do this at our own kitchen. I'm like, okay. So people come to their own conclusions. And we have, again, we have so many opportunities. Jason is going to be focused on shelter operations. He'll continue to focus on that. He's also a real advocate of rehab and treatment. He's working a lot with the county. And then jobs and housing. He's really focused on those things. And then professional services. We don't really talk about this enough, but we're in great need of dentists, doctors, psychologists, counselors. And I don't know if you're aware, but the Seventh Day Adventists, they have a clinic, and they work very closely. They also do the food. Steve's a great guy. They have a great kitchen. They have a lot of great facilities, and they share them all. So I wanted to provide that to you. And then also, you have a copy. This is the different kinds of ways that you can volunteer. Everything from providing a whole meal, raising the money, buying the food, cooking it, serving it, to portions of that. You can so it's all there for you. The different breakfast, lunch times are there for you, so you can see. I broke down gleaning and drives. Reverend Maggie talked a little bit about the drive that she wants to do. Well, there's all sorts of different needs that we have, and so we try to list some of them out there. In the back, I have a sign-up sheet, which we can do now or you can do later. Just contact me if you don't want to fill it out. I've listed things that you could focus on. If you don't know what your focus is, as I said, just give me your name and number and we'll go from there. I've also provided, this is the breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And you can see that, well, you can't really see, but there's a lot of red of where I need help. Breakfast is pretty red. Lunch is pretty red. Dinner, we have 8 open slots right now. And what happens is if I don't fill them, I run around and try to do restaurant meals. And it's a lot of work, and it costs too much money. It's not fun. I want to get back to the fun. Yes? Hey. That sounds great.
I can't do it until after December. We're going out of town again.
That sounds great. Thank you so much. That's all I have to say. Thank you so much for your time and make me part of your community.